And now a story about a true face, a face that may have been inspiration for the Oscar-nominated film The Wrestler. Mickey Rourke is up for the Best Actor Award this weekend for his performance in the movie as the fictional character, Randy the Ram Robinson. A lot of wrestling fans have found close parallels between Randy the Ram and a real-life wrestler named Jake Roberts. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Randy Robinson is a gifted showman, a faded icon, an absent father, and as headstrong as his animal nickname suggests, Randy the Ram Robinson. Jake Roberts is all those things too, but the design stitched into his wrestling tights isn't the curl of a ram's horn, it's the curve of a snake. Jake the Snake Roberts. 9 years before The Wrestler came out, Jake the Snake's story was told in the documentary Beyond the Mat. Barry Blaustein was the director.
Someone asked me if I was sorry I didn't make The Wrestler. And I go, well, I felt I did make it. I made the non-fictional version of it.
To be clear, Blaustein loves The Wrestler. He says director Darren Aronofsky got all the details right, and Mickey Rourke's acting was superb. But Blaustein couldn't help but notice the similarities between Jake the Snake and Randy the Ram. There were drugs, health issues, and a tense relationship between the wrestler and his daughter. In the fictional movie, Rourke reaches out to his daughter, Stephanie.
I used to try to forget about you. I used to try to pretend that you didn't exist, but I can't. You're my girl. You're my little girl.
In Beyond the Mat, Blaustein captures the reunion between Roberts and his daughter.
How did you want it to go?
I guess I wanted that Walt Disney ending. You know, not the old Yeller one either.
Dad, we've never had a Walt Disney ending.
I know. I certainly haven't.
Nothing about Roberts' life was sugary or sweet. Born to a 13-year-old girl, Roberts fought with and fought for the attention of his father, also a professional wrestler. He turned pro and flourished, thanks to the realization that psychology was as important as crisp moves or a sculpted physique. After advancing through wrestling's minor leagues, Roberts broke huge in the 1980s when Vince McMahon, president of what was then called the World Wrestling Federation, had the brainstorm of giving Jake the Snake an actual snake.
Just take it easy, Gene. If you're good to me, I'll make sure he's good to you, huh? Trust me, if you will. You remember Adam and Eve trusted a snake, don't you remember that? Ever since the beginning of time, the snake has been around because you know why?
Look at him. He's eyeballing me.
Oh, he's looking. Look at that tongue. Isn't that something?
And of course, those who cavort with snakes sometimes feel the bite themselves.
Jake Roberts needs that. Needs help badly. Medical help. He was bitten right in the face by his own cobra. The cobra's hanging on to his face, my God!
Big-time wrestling eventually turned on Jake, too. He became addicted to drugs and then eventually made a comeback, where, in keeping with the nihilistic trends in wrestling at the time, his chemical dependency was incorporated into the script. As tragic as a lot of the Roberts biography is, it's far from unique.
You know, I don't want to be in any way condescending and using the word cliche, but it is.
Darren Aronofsky directed The Wrestler.
It's sad to say what has happened to Jake is not that original of a story for pro wrestling. It's gotten a lot of fame because of that thing, but we met so many guys that had similar journeys like Jake that basically were big stars and just didn't take care of themselves and ended up in really, really terrible situations.
Director Aronofsky says he and the screenwriter of The Wrestler weren't aware of Beyond the Mat until after they had begun working on their movie. Barry Blaustein says he got a call from Aronofsky's office asking for Jake the Snake's phone number, which he didn't have. Roberts turned down NPR's request for an interview, saying through a spokesman he didn't want to talk about The Wrestler or Beyond the Mat. Today, Jake the Snake Roberts markets his own direct-to-consumer DVDs and occasionally appears in small gyms and halls, mostly in the Southeast. Randy the Ram Robinson is the odds-on favorite to be the role that wins Mickey Rourke an Academy Award. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.